Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for the true and faithful witness that you have given us as an inheritance and as a possession in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And in this witness, Father, we will mature and unveil as a brand new creation, Father. A creation in Christ Jesus unfolded by the Holy Spirit for the good works that you have ordained in each one of our lives. And we will learn to function in this witness to do all things by the Spirit in Jesus' name. That we will discover a brand new lifestyle, Father. We will discover an ability, O God, to live in you and by you and through you, Father. That we will receive and realize skills that unveil in us in the fullness of Jesus Christ. We will realize skills as we unveil as partakers of the Holy Spirit, Father. We will realize skills as we are unveiled, O God, in the reality of your good word, Father. As your word is explained to us in the testimony of Jesus. As your word finds form and substance within us in the spirit and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. As your word is established in us in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. As your word is brought to fulfillment in us in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. That as we receive and realize of the fullness of Jesus Christ, we will truly unveil as instruments of your grace, instruments of your glory, Father. Instruments that you have chosen, instruments you have created in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Instruments set free from the law of sin and death. Instruments, O God, that you have charged with an eternal and abiding calling, Father. To bless, O God, to do all things, O God, in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So as you continue to work into us your creative miracle, as you unveil this creative miracle within us in the true and faithful witness, we thank you, Lord, that through the cross of Jesus Christ, we have a destiny, Father, in blood, water, and spirit. A destiny, O God, that will be described within us and built within us, Father, so that we will be fashioned and formed in the kind intentions of your will, so that we will be alive to the counsels of your will. So that the mystery of Christ will be manifested within each one of us, and we will uniquely give expression to the wonder of the bright and morning star. Him alive in us, Him alive amongst us, Father. Him through whom we will do all things, Lord, as we realize, O God, all that you have given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Father, as we continue to meditate, O God, on this true and faithful witness, we ask you to open our hearts with a clarity, with an understanding, with a conviction. Open our hearts with a confidence. Open our hearts that we may indeed rest in you, Father, and be able to unveil the awesomeness, O God, of the surpassing greatness of your power towards us who believe in you, Father. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus Christ unveils himself as the true and faithful witness. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And this is what the Lord Jesus says. The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So this witness that is being manifested in us, we have been talking about this witness for the last 2 weeks, for the last two sessions before this, we took a break. So this is module 7, which talks about unveiling the witness of God. And this is part 1, which deals with the true and faithful witness. And this is tape 3. And in tape 3, we're going to look at this true and faithful witness as it pertains to the fullness of Jesus Christ to be unveiled in us. So Jesus Christ describes this witness as the Amen. Amen meaning that which will be fulfilled. So this is very important to us because the Amen really means the oath. Oath means covenant. It is the certainty of fulfillment that God wants us to understand and realize from our inward parts. And how we are going to do it is to realize the true and faithful witness. And in this true and faithful witness here, the Lord Jesus says that this will be the beginning of a new creation. So we are to be created in this witness. This witness is meant to become the way in which we live, move, and have our being in God. This witness is meant to unveil in us the fullness of Jesus Christ. When we did the Levitical sacrifices, we talked about what God had given us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And we discovered that in the fullness of Jesus Christ, there is an awesome reality of us being saved. There is an awesome reality of new ways in which we are going to be manifested. In the sin offering, we will be set free from sin. In the guilt offering, we will be set free from deliberate sin and guilt. In the burnt offering, we will come to belong to God in holiness unto Him. In the meal offering, we will learn how to function in the right way. That we will learn how to function, and the salt of our covenant will be made manifest in everything that we do. In the peace offering, we will rest in the peace of God. And this peace is an indestructible peace. But all this that we are talking about in those 10 tapes that we had in the salvation module, in the processes of salvation, we need to understand that all this is meant ultimately to manifest in us a witness. And that witness is described as true and faithful. That witness is described as the beginning of the creation of God. That witness is described as the amen of God's will. And that witness is meant to be unveiled in each and every one of us. As this witness unveils in us, this verse in Revelation 3:14 is telling us that we will be created. We will be created in Christ Jesus and be brought forth as a people able to function in the name of Jesus. And this is what is so very important about this witness. Because we are talking about this witness because in this witness you are meant to discover what it means to live in Jesus' name, what it means to live by the Holy Spirit, what it means to live in God the Father's will. And this witness is going to be the means by which we learn how to do all things. And it's very important for us to understand this. Now this witness is going to be defined through the word that God reveals in us, the word that God perfects inside of us. As the realities of the word of God are fashioned and formed inside of us, what will result is a functional witness within us. And this functional witness will enable us to do what God wants us to do. And this functional witness is going to be peculiarly defined in each and every one of us. This functional witness is going to be defined in Christ Jesus, but it's going to be defined in according to how we respond to the realization of the fullness of Jesus Christ. How we see Him, how we realize the wonder of Him, how we respond to everything He has given us through the cross. And in this complex relationship, God is going to unveil a witness. And this witness is going to be the reality of a new creation within us. The reality of a new creation within us. And this is what we must understand, that God is doing an awesome work inside of us. So, as we think about doing things like ministry, we must understand that God is in the process of creating each one of us to make us the vessels He wants us to be. And His purpose in our lives is eternal. His purpose in our lives is abiding. His purpose in our lives is going to grow from glory to glory. The glory to be manifested in us is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. So you remember 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, that the prophetic word is in your heart. And when that prophetic word begins to manifest within you, it will unveil in the radiance of a morning star. Jesus Christ is the bright morning star. And the prophetic word that is made manifest in us is going to unveil us as morning stars. Now this radiance of the word that God is going to manifest within us is part and parcel of what we are talking about, this true and faithful witness. This true and faithful witness is simply the testimony of Jesus that we have come to receive and realize and articulate within ourselves. And this is something that God is choosing to guide us into so that He's ultimately teaching us how to live in the name of Jesus, how to live through the Lord Jesus Christ. How to realize the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. How to realize the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ. How to realize His faith and His love. How to realize realities described in His Spirit in His life. And this is what we must understand, that in the process of our ministry has to be unveiled in this witness, so that everything that we do ultimately leads to us being fashioned and formed by God for a greater purpose, right? So it is very important that you understand this, that doing ministry is not just a question of operating an anointing or answering a call. It is about unveiling Jesus, right? In the peculiar way in which God has chosen to unveil Jesus in each one of us. So the unveiling of Jesus Christ is the mystery. The mystery that God wants to establish within each one of us. We did something on the mystery in our in the earlier modules. I just want to refer to that very quickly. Right, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul talks about something called the mystery. Right? So in verse 3, he talks about a revelation made known to him that is the mystery. And verse 4, he calls this mystery the mystery of Christ. Right? And this mystery of Christ is then described in verse 8 as the unfathomable riches of Christ. All right? And this unfathomable riches of Christ, verse 9 talks about the fact that we as the church are to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities of the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. So what is God trying to do? He's trying to unveil the mystery of Jesus Christ in realized terms, in functional terms within each one of us. And this is what the true and faithful witness is all about. This witness is meant to unveil the fullness of Jesus Christ so that you and I will manifest some measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ that we have chosen to receive and develop in our lives, right? Through the ministry callings that God has given us. And what is being manifested in each one of us is some unique aspect of the fullness of Jesus Christ, some unique facet of the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are each unveiling something of Him. And that's very important that you realize and understand that. That's why Jesus says, this is the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. You see, as God brings this witness inside of us, right, He's going to create us. It's going to create us in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. And this is the amen of God's will. So when we talk about being led by the Holy Spirit, right? That's only part of what God is talking about. To be led by the Holy Spirit, you must unveil this true and faithful witness in Christ Jesus. Because it is Jesus Christ who responded to the Holy Spirit perfectly. It is Jesus Christ who defined what it means to function by the Holy Spirit. And so this true and faithful witness, as it unveils within us, it will enable us to function the right way by the Holy Spirit. It will enable us to do things the way God wants us to do it. This is a creative process. And so we listen to the words, the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So you and I are meant to be created in Christ Jesus. You and I are meant to be unveiled in the fullness of Jesus Christ. Right? We have described the Word as being revealed to us in the Spirit and life of Jesus. We have explained the Word as being brought alive to us through the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have talked about the Word of God that is living and abiding, that also brings into you the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in this whole process of bringing the Word inside of you and me, God is in that process creating a witness within us. Right? And in the formation of this witness within you, this witness within you is based on how you respond to God, how you respond to what He has given you in Christ Jesus, how you respond to God as you realize the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your own being, through your own life, through your own ministry, through your own relationships, through your own character and your nature. So none of us is going to be a clone, right? We are all going to be blueprints of Christ Jesus, but that blueprint involves our free will response to the Lord. our free will response to what God our Father has given to us in Christ Jesus. So in that process, this mystery of Christ is going to be unveiled in each one of us, and each one of us will be like one facet of an amazing and glorious reality that is called the mystery of Jesus Christ. So through each one of us, the mystery of Christ will be described. The mystery of Christ will be explained through each one of us uniquely. Are you listening? So we just read a passage in Ephesians that said that in this process, the church will explain to the powers and principalities the awesomeness of Jesus Christ. And in that purpose, there will be an administration that will be unveiled. Right? So this administration is a functional administration. It is government. Government in the name of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Government in the truth that will set the nations free. Government in righteousness and holiness. Government according to God's will. Can you catch that? And all this is going to be manifested within us. You must understand from Exodus chapter 32 verse 16 that this is the workmanship of God. Right? You remember that? That Moses goes up into the mount to receive two tablets of the testimony. Right? In Exodus 31 verse 18, those tablets of the testimony are described as being written by the finger of God. In Exodus chapter 32 verse 16, those tablets are declared to be the work of God. They are from God. And they are written, right, upon by the Lord your God. It is entirely the work of God. And those tablets of the testimony are being manifested within your heart. Right? A heart of flesh. You are a letter of Christ, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3. You are a letter of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts of flesh. Correct? So, out of this human hearts of flesh is going to manifest a witness. And this witness is going to enable you to commune with God, to function in God, to do all things in the righteousness of God. Because this witness and this new heart that God is creating within you is the work of God, all this is about the righteousness of God. So under the law, people lived by their righteousness, trying to do things the best way they could. In the fulfillment of the law, we are learning how to live by what God is able to bring alive within us. So each one of us is invited to realize how God works in us, what God can do with us, what we can do in and by and through God, what we can do for God. In that process, there is a new creation unveiling. You are being unveiled in the righteousness of God. You are being enabled to become vessels of the living God. You are being enabled to become, hold the positions God has for you. Right? So remember those words, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. Where do we get that from? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Let's just read. Verses 7 to 9. Verse 7 to 10. I'm reading from the New American Standard, so some of the words may be used differently, but I like these words. Right? So verse 7. In Him, that is in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Right? Redeemed. What does it mean to be redeemed? To be totally set free from everything that is of corruption. To be manifested as actually a brand new creation. To be fully set free. To be perfect. To be unveiled in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. That is what it means to be redeemed. All right? In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace which He lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, that is in Jesus Christ, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens, things upon the earth. Amen? Are you listening? There is an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, and that administration is going to be unveiled in the body of Christ. So you and I have a part to play in that administration. You have a position to play in that administration. You didn't earn it. It's been given to you by an act of grace. It is going to be brought alive in you in the fullness of Jesus Christ. It is going to be brought alive in you even as you learn to respond to God in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be manifested inside of you as a fully functional witness. So God says this is the unveiling of the mystery of His will. And the mystery of His will is tied to the mystery of Christ. So what is God's will? The unveiling of Christ Jesus within each one of us. What is the end product of God's will? The true and faithful witness manifested inside of you and me. Enabling you and me to become one body. Enabling you and me to become united in one witness. Enabling you and me to function in one faith. Enabling you and me to unveil, right? In the reality of one Lord who reigns in all of our hearts. And this true and faithful witness is what is going to be the fulfillment of God's will. And in this true and faithful witness, something of Jesus will be unveiled inside of you. And that measure of Jesus that is going to be manifested within you, some measure of the fullness of Christ Jesus is going to be manifested within you and is going to keep on growing inside of you. And when that happens, you will unveil as a morning star. Jesus Christ is called the bright morning star. You are called a morning star. Each one of us is going to be a unique morning star. But this morning star, the radiance of light within this morning star that is going to be you and me and the body of Christ across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. All that radiance within us is this faithful and true witness that God has brought alive inside of us. God has achieved that in spite of our fallen nature. God is going to achieve that and bring it forth in each one of us. And this is going to be a manifestation of His righteousness. This is going to be the work of God. This is very exciting. You need to appreciate this true and faithful witness, because it is telling you that everything God does with you every day, in every little thing that you go through every day, God is in the process of bringing forth this witness within you. He is interested in the unveiling of this witness. God's end product of His work in your life is this true and faithful witness to enable you to bring forth the wonder of Jesus Christ out of your being, to enable you to function perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because you have received and realized something of Jesus Christ. And anything of Jesus Christ will enable you to function by the Holy Spirit. Why is it so important to be in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit? Because if you are manifested in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, God can then start manifesting all of His giftings and all of His anointings, and you will not muck it up. Right? You will not go out and do something stupid. Right? You will not start getting visions of your own grandeur. Because you will realize that what has happened inside of you, what is being brought into your being, what is being brought into your life is a creative process that is entirely God's work in your life. It is entirely a process of grace upon grace. You didn't earn it. I didn't earn it. You didn't pay the price for it. I didn't pay the price for it. Jesus paid the price for it. And therefore the glory is His. And there's nothing to boast about, because all of us have received. All of us have received. And you need to understand that everything in this true and faithful witness is received from God. And in this process, you will come to know God. Praise the Lord. So you remember Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. God introduces His name to Moses. I am who I am. I am that I am. And then in verse 15, He introduces Himself and as the God who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then He says, this is My name, My memorial name to all generations. So this true and faithful witness that God is manifesting inside of you is the peculiar reality of His memorial name that has been brought alive inside of you. Amen. So in Holy Communion, when Jesus says, remember Me, that Me that He's talking about is I am unveiled to you in Christ Jesus. Right? That Me, the unveiling and remembrance of Me, is going to be a living, functional witness inside of you. right? And this is going to be the I am of God revealed to you in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit in the Father's will. This is the God who is your God, and this is the God in whom you live, move, and have your being. This is the God in whom you have realized a new creation. Praise the Lord. So when we talk about this true and faithful witness, right, it is something that is at the heart of God's purpose for you. It is at the heart of God's purpose for the entire body of Christ. Because if this true and faithful witness does not unveil, we cannot become one body. We will still keep doing the things we have done for the last several hundreds of years. Right? So it is very important that we understand this. Right? That what God manifests within us is this witness. And the purpose of this witness is to make you a new creation. To bring you forth as a new creation. Now this witness that God is giving and building inside of you involves your free will. It involves your response. Amen? So you remember the initial teachings about setting your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Setting your hope on the Lord Jesus Christ enables the substance of His fullness to manifest within you. Because faith is the substance of hope. So if you set your hope on Jesus, then the substance of your hope will be of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this substance of your hope will unveil in you the evidence of Jesus. Now this evidence is what becomes the true and faithful witness. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's true and faithful because what God has brought inside of you is the truth. What God has brought inside of you is of the excellence of Jesus Christ. So in this true and faithful witness, God is going to bring inside of you the character and nature of Jesus Christ, the thoughts of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith and love of Jesus, the spirit and life of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus. Amen. He's going to take the whole word of God and explain it to you through the testimony of Jesus. Amen? And as he does that, this true and faithful witness will start developing inside of you. And you'll start changing. Your nature will change. Your free will desires will change. Your character will change. Your thinking will change. Right? Everything inside of you will be transformed. You will be transfigured in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. You will actually be transfigured. Amen? And that transfigured state is called a morning star. Right? Praise the Lord. And that transfigured state is built out of the Word of God, guys. So it's so important to hear and understand and accept the Word of God. Amen? It is so important to hold the Word of God in a good and honest heart. It is so important to hold that word and function in that word in the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Because in the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, God can work inside of you His purposes. Right? If you're sincere and truthful, it means that you don't have any hidden agendas. You're willing to accept God's purpose for your life. You're willing to trust Him. And you must understand that what God is bringing forth in this true and faithful witness is far beyond your intelligence. It is far beyond your talents. It is far beyond your thinking. It is far beyond anything you can conceptualize in and of yourselves. This is the idea of God. This is the ambition of God your Father over your life. And in this true and faithful witness, God is fulfilling His ambition over your life. Because God has an awesome purpose for you. We are called to be sons of God. We are called to be kings. We are called to be priests who stand in the presence of God. We are called to be prophets who speak forth the word of God. We are called to be unveiled in heavenly places. Now all this is something that is far beyond our intelligence. This is something that is of the language of God. Only He understands what all this means. But what you need to realize is that whatever God is going to do with you, He's going to manifest it in a true and faithful witness within you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So don't look at what you can do in and of yourself. This is not about what you can do in and of yourself. So this true and faithful witness is telling you that God is going to work something inside of you. The only question is, are you going to allow Him to do that? If you allow him to do that, he will do it. It will take time as God deals with your character and your nature, but he will bring forth this true and faithful witness within you. He will enable you to function in a brand new reality. So trust God, live for him, minister in his name, minister for his glory, right? Build your relationships at home in everything that you do in his name, and you will find that God will do an awesome miracle within you, and you will never regret it. You will never regret it. And everything that God does with you is going to be very, very practical. It's going to be very, very real. It's going to be in you. That evidence is going to be in you. And that evidence is not going to be just a picture or something like that. It's going to be a living witness. It is going to be a brand new style of living. It's going to have abilities that God is going to bring into your being. Amen. So God is unveiling a brand new creation. So as we look at this true and faithful witness, you need to understand, for the rest of this program, in all of the other modules, everything relates back to building this witness. When we talk about gifts of the Holy Spirit, when we talk about giftings that God has given you, when we talk about the anointings that God has given you, when we talk about blood covenant, when we talk about the Word of God, everything relates back to building this witness. When we talk about you functioning in ministry, everything relates back to this witness. Whether you are called to be an apostle, whether you are called to be a teacher, whether you are called to be a pastor, whether you are called to be an evangelist, whether you are called to be a prophet, whether you are called into the ministry of helps, whether you are called to be an intercessor, whether you are called to be a prayer warrior, whether you are called into operation of the gifts of healing, whatever form of calling and gifting that God has for you, God wants you to discover what it means to function through this witness. Because through this witness, God himself will function through you. So in this true and faithful witness, God wants you to learn how to live in him, how to live by him, how to live through him, how to live for him. God wants you to experience his power. God wants you to realize his wisdom. God wants you to realize his understanding. God wants you to receive and realize his counsels. Praise the Lord. And all this is part and parcel of God's provision. So don't try and earn it. You must receive it. If you try and earn it, you will not receive it. Hello. When we try and earn something, we always try to earn something because we want to establish our ownership of something. But God wants us to understand that all that he is giving us is in his provision. Amen? But there is an ownership that God wants you to have. He says, I am your inheritance, I am your possession. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 28. Praise the Lord. So he doesn't want you to have ownership of things. He wants you to have ownership of the wonder of him in your own heart, so that you will live, right? Stewarding that ownership of the wonder of God in your heart, in all that you become, in all that you do, in thought, word, and in deed. You see, God's design of you is an awesome design, right? So it's not a question of oh my goodness, I'm finding it difficult to understand the Bible. You must understand that you have to go to God to receive that understanding. If you keep on trying to do your best, you're going to go around in the wilderness for many, many years to come. Right? If you're struggling with prayer, then you need to understand that the ability to pray has to be given to you by God. So even as you unveil in the ministry, you must understand that the ability to do that ministry has to be given to you by God. It has to be developed inside of you by God. You have to learn how to do it in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit in this true and faithful witness that is within us. And then you are really doing ministry the way God wants it to be done. Then you are doing it by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So it's so important that you respond to God and know that God is doing something with you beyond all that you ask or even think. You remember Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20? that God is able to give us beyond all that you ask or even think, according to the power that works within us. That power that works within us comes inside of us through the Word of God. Amen? But you need to hear the words. That power that is manifested inside of you in the Word of God is able to do inside of you something beyond all that you ask or even think. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And this is what you must understand, because always the devil comes and tells you, oh my goodness, you will never make the grade. Hello. And he knows what he is doing. What he is trying to do is to draw your attention to yourself rather than you have your attention on God. Right? So it is very important for you to know that in your Christian growth, your attention must be fixed on God, not on yourself. Right? We have to leave this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This self-dependent self that we have developed in the world system. And we have to develop a God-dependent reality within us. So this true and faithful witness is a God-dependent conviction within you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ who strengthens me, I can definitely do all things. It will take time, but it will 100% come forth. Amen? The Holy Spirit will bring it forth, and the Father's will be achieved in my life because Jesus paid the price for my life. Because Jesus paid the price for me to have a true and faithful witness functioning inside of me. Amen? So my rising into the position that God has given me is an act of God. All I have to do is trust God and walk towards that. No matter how many times I make mistakes, no matter how many silly things I do, right? No matter how many weaknesses I have, I must have this trust in God, that God has given me this true and faithful witness. It is for me. It is to be unveiled in me. It is to be developed in my being. It is to be brought forth through my life. That is my destiny. Jesus died to give me that destiny. And that destiny is given to me in the surpassing greatness of His power towards me who believes in Him. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19. Amen? Are you listening? So this is about what God can do with you. So understand that and walk into it, right? Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's talk about this witness for a little bit. Right, let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Now we will do one module on Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Right, we will do a separate module on, but I just want to touch it so that you understand what is the means by which you have to learn how to develop this witness. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Has set you free. That means in the will of God, in the kind intentions of the Father's will, in the counsel of God's will, in the mystery of God's will, God has already set you free from the law of sin and death. He has done it in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So you have to learn how to unveil realities that are defined in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, you will build this witness within you. Are you listening? The power that works within you, the Greek word for work there, is the Greek word energioso, energos, one of those words that talk about energizing. So you, when you can pray in tongues, you have the potentials of energizing God's word. Amen? So if you don't understand something in God's word, go back and pray in tongues. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of understanding. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of knowledge. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of wisdom. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of truth. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of grace. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of life. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of humility, the spirit of contriteness. Ask God to energize within you the spirit of faith. Amen. We are talking here about the spirit of Christ, guys. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you pray in tongues, you have the opportunity of realizing the Spirit of Christ that is invested in the Word of God. Because Rhema word is Spirit and life, the Spirit and life of Jesus Christ. So when you pray in tongues in the name of Jesus, according to that law, by the law of life, right? This is the law of life, to function by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. It has already been done. You have to realize it. When it's done inside of you, it will become the true and faithful witness inside of you. Hello. You're already realizing all that. You are being set free from sin. You are being set free from the law of sin and death. You have seen it already work in your life. You have got to pursue it, because God has said that the whole process is there already. Amen. So energize it through tongues. So in the process of using your tongues judiciously meaning using it in line with God's word, not using it in your carnal nature. Because if you use tongues in your carnal nature, you're going to spiritualize your carnal desires. So don't misuse tongues. Use tongues to energize God's word. Use tongues to realize God's will. Use tongues to receive and realize of the fullness of Jesus Christ. And you will see God do His work inside of you. You will see God manifest inside of you His righteousness. Praise the Lord. So arise and go forth, right? And take hold of this witness. You're already equipped to function in this witness. You're already equipped to receive through this witness. That's why you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's why you are given the ability to speak in tongues. So that you will not depend on your own intellect, on your own abilities. That you will rise above that and enter into the mystery of Christ. That mystery that God has ordained to be unveiled inside of you. And He did that in the foundations, from the foundations of the world. Of His fullness we have all received. Hello? Received. And grace upon grace. Amen? The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So this is what we must understand, that grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Were, okay? Amen? That means there's no question of will it come? Am I good enough? Hello. Right? Grace upon grace means God didn't expect you to be good enough in the first place. Right? If he expected you to be good enough, He would have said merit upon merit. Right? He said grace upon grace, so that you will understand that you don't have to be good enough. All you have to do is to have the willingness to persevere with what God has given you. So you read the Bible and you go to sleep. So why don't you try praying in tongues and break through that sleep? Asking God to give you the strength to overcome your flesh. Oh Lord, the Bible is boring. So take it to the Lord. Lord, can you make it interesting? Can you make it interesting to me so that I understand it, so that I can receive from it what you have for me? Amen. Can God make it interesting? Of course He can make it interesting. Because everything in the Bible is for you. It's a question of whether you can understand it in that perspective. But what God means to give you through His word is the ability, right, to live that life, right? To live that life. Of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Very important to understand that. Has set you free. So this question of this true and faithful witness coming alive inside of you is a certainty. Right? Because the word of God says so. Because it is God's will. So walk into it and ask the Lord to develop it. Ask the Lord to make you sensitive so that you will learn how to function through this witness. Notice that it sets you free from the law of sin and death. Amen? So as you grow in this reality of functioning in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit, you will find that your character and your nature change. That's the key. To know that this witness inside of you is being developed the right way. It sets you free from the law of sin and death. Amen. You begin to be equipped with courage and strength as well. Praise the Lord. So it's very important for you to understand this and walk into it, all right? Because this is for you, right? It's so important for you to understand this because you are a creature of destiny. Jesus didn't die for you just for the fun of it, right? He died so that God's will be unveiled in your life. So the purpose of salvation is so that God's will and purpose for you will be achieved. Praise the Lord. So let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1. I just want to introduce you to you two things, two phrases that are so very important for you to understand as you walk into this witness that is true and faithful. Amen. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So the fact of you being holy and blameless before God is already predestined. Can you catch that? Amen. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. So all this process is going to come forth through grace. And this is the kind intention of God's will. So you need to understand something about this true and faithful witness. It is a living expression of the kind intentions of God's will. So God's will is not to be feared. God's will has got kind intentions. Praise the Lord. So you must have the trust in God to enable him, to allow him to enable you to become what he wants you to become. All right? Now let's look at something else. Right? Verse 11. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Listen to the words very carefully. We have obtained an inheritance. Obtained. It has already been given to us. How? In Christ Jesus. In whose merits? In the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? We have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the Father's purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Right? So this witness that is within you is going to be the witness of the counsel of God's will. And God is going to use this witness inside of you to work all things. All things that he has purposed. Praise the Lord. Are you listening? Amen. So the first thing you need to understand, right, is that this witness is the work of God. Don't try and earn it. Just walk into it, trusting God to do with you what you cannot do. Amen. So the key to unveiling this witness is to learn how to do the things you cannot do. Are you listening? The key to unveiling this witness is to learn to do the things that you cannot do. By going to God and asking him to do it. So that's why in 2 Corinthians, right? The Lord Jesus tells Paul, my power is perfected in your weakness. So when you cannot do something, it is God telling you, this is your opportunity to discover what I can do with you. And once you understand that, you will realize that what you can do also is no longer worth very much, because there's so much more to do than what you can do. So it is very important that you unveil this true and faithful witness within you, right? Because if you don't know God, you can't function by him, right? So the purpose of this true and faithful witness is to enable you to know God and to function by him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And all this is going to be established inside of you in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. All right, let's look at verse 13 and 14. in him, that is in Christ, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him, that is, you were sealed in Christ Jesus with the Holy Spirit of promise, who was given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. Listen to the words. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise. He's been given to you as a pledge. Right? He's been given to you as a pledge. For what purpose? Right? As a pledge of our inheritance. That means to realize your inheritance, the Holy Spirit has been given to you as a pledge. And the Holy Spirit is God, guys. Right? With a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. To the redemption. And that redemption will be manifested in a true and faithful witness within you. Listening? So it's very important that you understand what God is saying in his word. Right? So the Holy Spirit is given to you as a pledge. So don't deny that pledge. To bring forth the inheritance that God has given you in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that what God has predestined over your life will come to pass. So if you are trying harder and harder and harder, you are working the wrong way. You should learn how to receive and receive and receive and receive. And receiving is submission to God. Looking to God to provide. Looking to God to achieve. Looking to God to fulfill. Hello, this is not about how smart you are or how talented you and I are. This is about how great God is. Amen? Okay, let's look at another verse. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1. Verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For as many as may be the promises of God in him, they are yes. Wherefore also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Amen. So as many as may be the promises of God in Jesus Christ, they are yes and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 22. Who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Amen? So remember this, when you pray in tongues, right? You are realizing the pledge that God has made over your life in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you choose to ask God to energize the Word of God into you and make it a living and growing reality, to create your inward parts in the spirit and life of Jesus, to establish his word inside of you in the faith of Jesus, to fulfill his word inside of you in the love of Jesus, to manifest his word inside of you in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now all that is energized inside of you by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Are you listening? We don't know very much about the faith of Jesus Christ. Hello. The faith of Jesus Christ is an awesome faith. It's a perfect faith. The love of Jesus Christ is an awesome love. Amen. When you have the love of Jesus Christ, you will look at things in a totally different perspective. So all that can be energized within you because the fullness of Christ is yours. Of his fullness we have all received. So energize that reality by the Holy Spirit. So what is there to stop you from becoming a man of God? What is there to stop you from becoming a vessel of God? What is there to stop you from becoming what God has called you to become? Right? So remember this. The Holy Spirit is alive in you as the pledge of God to your life. Amen? So this true and faithful witness is brought alive in the pledge that God has given you by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. So there is no question of I am not able to do this. I cannot hear God. I cannot walk into the things of God. No such thing. Right? You have to learn how to energize these things by the Spirit in Christ Jesus in the Father's will. Praise the Lord. So give ear to the Word of God. Energize it by the Holy Spirit. Unveil it in the name of Jesus and you will see God work the miracles of his grace into your life. We can all do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Christ means the Anointed One, the Messiah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul writes, I labor with you in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, until Christ is formed in you. So this reality of Messiah is to be formed in you. That is God's will. So how is it going to be formed in you? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now how do you quicken the work of the Holy Spirit in your life? That's why you pray in tongues. Amen. Because we have done teaching that the ability to pray in tongues is part and parcel of the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. You remember that? Praise the Lord. To bring into you the law and prophets in fulfilled terms. How? Through the Spirit and life of Jesus. Establishing all things inside of you in the faith of Jesus. Bringing all things inside of you in fulfillment in the love of Jesus. Enabling you to function in the character and nature of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All things are possible in Jesus Christ. Right? It is God's purpose that all things are possible, that you realize all things are possible in Christ Jesus. I will repeat that. It is God's will, it is God's purpose that you discover that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. That you can put on Christ. That you can have the mind of Christ. That you can have a pure and perfect heart that is of the flesh of the Lamb. Of the substance of the Master's fullness. All these things you should not question. All these things are given to you in Jesus' name. So listen to the Word of God, because it's saying some very interesting things to us. Amen. The true and faithful witness that comes out of the Word. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that it is your will, it is your purpose to develop within each and every one of us in the body of Christ this true and faithful witness. This true and faithful witness that unveils in us in the testimony of Jesus, brought alive in us by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And your word says that the Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge that all these things will come to pass in our lives. And so we understand, Lord, that everything that is hidden in Christ will be brought alive to us, will be made alive to us, will be explained in us by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit in fulfillment of your will. So we thank you, Father, that this true and faithful witness that you have given us is the unveiling of the mystery of Christ. All of us are called to receive, realize, and express the fullness of Christ Jesus. That is our destiny, Lord. So we bless you, Father, for unveiling your word to us. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless the church across the world and in the heavenly places in this true and faithful witness. The beginning of the creation of God. The amen of your will received, realized, and manifested through each and every one of us. So that we may truly bless you in heavenly places. So that truly all creation will be filled with the light of your glory. Unveiled in us in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.